Thanks for spending time with us on The Green this week. I'm your host, Kyle McKinnon. The Master Singers of Wilmington have been a staple of Delaware's music scene for years. Made up of both professional and amateur singers, the ensemble has become known for its rich sound and moving performances. And their upcoming concert, New Era Romantics, promises more of the same, offering music from around the turn of the 20th century and one of the major choral pieces from that period, The Requiem by Maurice Duruflet. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny is joined by local musician Jordan Barrett, board president of Market Street Music, which the Master Singers are a part of, and conductor David Shalott for an early look at New Era Romantics.
Let me start with you, Jordan, by asking you to tell me a little bit about the Master Singers of Wilmington.
So Master Singers of Wilmington is really Wilmington's premier choral ensemble. It's uniquely wonderful in that you have all the quality and richness and beauty of a true professional ensemble, yet it's actually semi-professional. So it's about half professional singers and half high-level volunteers. And one of the great things about that is that the amateur singers get this opportunity to participate in a very high level of music making that is really rare outside the professional world. And yet the quality is so high that we have professional singers from as far away as New York City and Baltimore who come to us because they really love singing with us. And so it really fulfills our mission of providing really high quality performances for the community and also high quality performing opportunities for artists.
Turning to you now, David, you're the conductor of this ensemble. Tell me about the program and the music the Master Singers are performing.
Well, the program is a really interesting one that takes a look at music, choral music, from the end of the 19th century into about the first half of the 20th century, and how it evolved and changed, but was always looking back to the 19th century as it changed and evolved. It's a really fascinating program. Starts with a wonderful mass by Louis Vierne, who was a French composer at Notre Dame Cathedral. And so this piece was written for there and very, very much in the 19th century mold. And then we end with one of the greatest choral pieces of the 20th century, the Requiem of Maurice Duruflet, also a French composer, and a terrific piece based on Gregorian chant. But in between, we have a piece by Howells and also this most fascinating piece by Gustav Holst, who is a British composer, written right at the beginning of the 20th century, that examines music that you might not associate with England. They're called choral hymns from the Rig Veda, and they are based in the Hindu religion. There are four movements of this for sopranos and altos and harp. And they're all prayers to various Hindu gods. It's quite fascinating and very, very exotic sounding.
As I was studying up for our conversation today, I stumbled on a really interesting fact. Gustav Holst actually taught himself Sanskrit in preparation for writing the choral hymns from the Rig Veda. Is that right?
Exactly right. He was not satisfied with the translations of the Rig Veda that were available. And so Holst himself learned Sanskrit, which is, of course, a language that people don't speak any longer, and made his own translation for these.
It strikes me that when we think about choral music, we think a lot of times about sacred music, and there are all sacred texts on this concert, but not all of them are from the Christian faith. For example, the Holst.
That's correct. The church has supported choral music for centuries and centuries. And so that's why there's so much choral music that is written with Christian texts. But there is also lots and lots of music that is performed less often that does not have Christian texts. These texts from this tradition that doesn't really have a choral tradition are just fascinating to hear in this choral setting with just incredibly exotic sounds, new harmonies for the 20th century, lots of fun dissonances that probably would not have happened in the 19th century. And of course, with the addition of harp, which is just an amazingly ethereal sound and just adds this touch of just incredible beauty to these wonderfully exotic pieces.
Jordan, let me turn to you. I'd like to hear your viewpoint on this as a singer. Singers, especially professional singers, are well accustomed to singing in Romance languages, singing in German, singing in Latin. The Holst, of course, written for just women's voices, and a lot of it is in English. But from your experience as a singer, can you reflect a little bit on what it's like having to learn to sing in a very, very different language family?
I'm not singing this piece, but when I've had opportunities to sing pieces in, say, Czech or something like that, it is a totally foreign experience because when you train as a singer, you do get some Italian and some German and some French, and those feel kind of familiar. And so you have to kind of figure out how to make these sounds that are totally unfamiliar made out of sounds that you know how to do. Now for the Holst piece, of course, it's mostly in English, except for kind of the names of the gods themselves. And so it's not too far of a reach, I think.
That what's interesting, what has been interesting about the rehearsal process for these wonderful choral hymns from the Rig Veda is that one of our amateur singers is from India. And so she has been able to tell us a little bit about each of these gods talked about in these four movements.
One thing that strikes me about this concert is the through line from Louis Vierne to Maurice Duruflé, because they were friends and colleagues, right?
Duruflé was Vierne's assistant at Notre Dame. And as a matter of fact, there's a kind of an amazing story in the organ world of Vierne playing his who knows how many concerts he did at Notre Dame, many, 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 many. But at his last one, Duruflé was assisting at the console. And at the end of this concert, Vierne died and Duruflé was there. So right there, he played a low E in the pedals and that was all he wrote.
Just how he would have wanted it, I'm sure.
Let me ask you, Jordan, are there specific moments in this music that really kind of stand out to you, kind of give you goosebumps?
Well, a standout, some of the standouts for me are moments when I'm not singing because I just get to kind of sit there and listen. And a striking moment for me is the Howells piece that David talked about before, which is a setting of the Magnificat text, which is, of course, Mary's kind of proclamation and understanding that she is about to be the mother of Christ. And there are just scads of compositions and settings of this text done by, old dead white guys. And most of the time, originally, this would have been done by a choir of boys and men. And the opening of this piece has the beginning of the Magnificat text in all treble voices, sopranos and altos. And in this group in particular, you get to hear it done by adult women rather than boys, which that sound of treble boys in a choir is a uniquely wonderful one, but I think it's actually really touching and wonderful to have this text spoken by a woman that is set so often by old dead white guys, actually sung by mature women. It's a wonderful, touching, beautiful, and it's one of the most musically beautiful moments in the whole concert, I think.
And to you, David, what do you hope listeners will take away from this performance?
I hope that people who attend this concert will go away actually being changed by experiencing this music. And intellectually, they can maybe see the growth of music or change of music from the 19th century to the mid 20th century. And that's all very interesting and intellectually stimulating. But more than that, I think that hearing live music and sung by such a remarkably beautiful ensemble of voices, I think that people will go away with kind of a new lease on life. There's lots and lots of troubles in the world right now, and this will give you just a respite from that and change you as a human being.
Finally, let me ask you about the environment, the performance space. If you'll talk a little bit about the room in which people are going to hear this music.
Well, I mean, it's one of the best rooms for choral singing that I have sung in. It's a about 100-year-old church, and it is mostly white inside, so it's bright and just a nice sort of warm but happy feeling. But then the sound, I believe it's called a barrel vault ceiling, so there's kind of a curve at the top, and that's known to create a wonderful acoustical space. So you don't exactly have the 8-second reverb of Notre Dame Cathedral, like the original setting for the Vierne Mass, but you have a wonderfully reverberant sound, and it's very generous to voices. And so it really just kind of polishes the sound just enough without making it sound like a bathtub. It's just one of the best rooms that I've sung in.
Yeah, I would agree with Jordan. And I know that we've had other ensembles for Market Street Music come and sing at First and Central Church. And they come in saying, "This is my favorite room to sing in. I just love singing in this space. It just feels good to sing in there. It's a room that is meant for singing, I think."
David Chalot and Jordan Barrett, thank you both so much and best of luck with the concert.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really appreciate this.
Thanks to local musician and Market Street Music Board President Jordan Barrett, conductor David Chalot, and R. Martin Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. The Master Singers of Wilmington's New Era Romantics concert is set for Saturday, May 10th at 3 p.m. at Wilmington's First and Central Presbyterian Church. Visit the Greens page at delawarepublic.org for more information.